Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Cam Grensinger. How are you, Cam?
I'm great. Thanks, Robert.
And Cam is the CEO of Nemo Equipment. So let's talk about when you founded this in 2002, what was your original vision?
Great question, Robert. It really brings me back. I can't believe it's been 20 years already. My original vision remains the same today, which was to build a lasting and iconic brand. I grew up loving the outdoors, loving outdoor adventures, especially adrenaline sports when I was younger, a lot of rock and ice climbing and mountaineering. And I really worshipped the iconic brands at the time. I remember going to my local small specialty retailer and browsing catalogs like the Petzl catalog, which is a famous climbing equipment company, and just completely admiring the photography and the poetry of the language and the admiration for the outdoors and adventure, and really wanted to build a brand in sort of that, what I looked at as kind of pantheon of brands.
So talk about the challenges you faced. What was the biggest challenge you faced early in building the brand?
You know, the biggest challenge early on was sort of both a challenge and an opportunity, and that was that I knew nothing. You know, I was 26 years old. The only business I had sort of vaguely run at that point was a franchise of College Pro Painting, one summer in college. So I knew little really about running a business. I was a senior in design school, so I had a good basis of understanding of product design. But there was so much unknown. And I guess I look back at that as both sort of a weakness and a strength because, you know, when you don't know much, it's easy to be brave. And, you know, we made a lot of bold decisions in those early days and in some ways really reinvented the wheel over and over. But it gave us an incredible basis of knowledge, kind of setting out with so little baggage, if you will.
So maybe there were advantages to being a young CEO.
I think there truly were. I mean, it certainly wasn't the most efficient path to success. You know, if I could go back in time and start the company with what I know today, it would have been a much shorter path to profitability. But on the other hand, you know, I think if I had brought people onto the team in those early days who had 20 years of experience, doing the things we needed to do as a business, they would have told me how to do something. And being told how to do something is a very different kind of learning, right, than having to figure that out on your own and learning by trying a whole bunch of things that didn't work. And that was really our story in the early days. So that today, you know, there's not much of our business that I haven't at some point touched, and, you know, eventually realized, that I wasn't the best person to operate that and sort of hired myself out of that position. But that's given me a fundamental understanding of the core aspects of the business, which I think has contributed to our strength today.
And you've told me that, that the team was really a key element in building the sustainability of the business. Talk about any unique practices or philosophies that you had in growing what was a very small team in the beginning to what now is a fairly substantial team.
Yeah, you know, that's the subject of team is really dear to me right now because a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic, we had a major issue within our senior team. Essentially, we had some new systems in place on the inventory planning side that had some fatal flaws in them, and we allowed some months to go by before we realized these systems were an issue. And some of my kind of senior executive teammates discovered this before I did. And they didn't come to me with that. And, you know, and it was an issue of, you know, not wanting to point the finger at someone else or not wanting to kind of bring me bad news. And we found ourselves in a position heading into that season where we were millions of dollars out of sync supply and demand wise. And it potentially could have been catastrophic for the business. And it was a huge awakening for me, you know, call it 15 years into the business. I realized that I had failed to create the degree of teamwork that I thought I had, especially among my senior team. So, you know, we set out to fix that. We read a bunch of books together. Five Dysfunctions of a Team was a really pivotal book for us. We spent a lot of time kind of, you know, with each other. We did a few retreats and did some strengths assessments and, you know, all of those sort of, I think, really fundamental tools to building a strong team. And since then have, you know, I would say the strength that we built with each other has only been accelerated by the pandemic. You know, the pandemic sent us into an over-communicating mode, you know, where we were meeting daily and you know, intensively. And the degree to which we have trust today has really given me insight as I look back, the degree to which it was missing in the beginning. You know, I when I started the company, the picture of leadership that I had in my mind was the brave warrior out in front, you know, charging ahead into battle and never showing weakness, you know. And today I truly look at my role as about leading from the center and not from the front. And what I found with that is it comes with a much greater sense of camaraderie. And, you know, I think there may be no greater compensation for my hard work than a sense of teamwork and camaraderie. Like I love that feeling of being in a flow state, with other people. If I had any musical talent, I might have, you know, been in a band, because I can only imagine that there's an incredible feeling of being kind of in synchronicity with other people making music. And I think the closest I get to that in life is being here in my office with people that I care about, that I respect, that I really have trust with, kind of getting into a flow state, solving problems together. And I think that really required my growing up and redefining what leadership looks like, and really learning to put other people's success, you know, as my objective, not just my own.
And I know there's a conversation you had with your parents where you gained the idea of go slow to go fast. Could you explain, like, maybe was it one conversation you had, or was it many times, how that emerged and what that really means, why it's so important to growing an enterprise and being sustainable?
Yeah, so my parents raced cars for over 20 years. My dad ran an architecture firm in New Hampshire and, you know, worked 7 days a week, essentially. You know, was very focused on work. But the one sort of gift he gave to himself through the years of kind of his developing his own career was just a passion for cars. He's, you know, German descended. His dad was a car mechanic. His dad's dad was a car mechanic. And when he could afford to, he bought a used Porsche when I was in high school, and spent the first couple of years cleaning it, because he was so sort of, you know, in love with it, and then discovered racing, and it wasn't too long before he and my mom really fell in love with being on the track, and then dragged me allowed me to come along to the track. I love doing it. My graduation gift from high school was competition driving school, and my instructor at that school had a great anecdote about how when he was growing up, his mom had a really hot Camaro, and she would let him drive it as long as he didn't spill her coffee. The idea was, you can drive any way you want as long as you don't spill my coffee. And the point of that was really, you know, driving fast is partly about making swift decisions, but is largely about, you know, being really smooth and deliberate. And my parents had an expression related to that as they got to be better and better race drivers, which was go slow to go fast. this idea that, you know, the fastest way around the track is really keeping the car in balance, making very smooth inputs. When you're really, you know, driving close to the thresholds, a slight aggressive movement can push it over the 100% of capability that it has. And I still think about that in the context of my business and my team. This idea that we are hard charging. We are here to make a difference in our industry, to become a significant brand. As soon as we kind of solve one problem, we kind of look for the next. But at the same time, we won't accomplish any of that if we don't take care of our people. So, you know, I kind of see it as, you know, we're here to drive aggressively, but we've got to make the ride safe and enjoyable for our team at the same time.
Cam, that is great. And we've been talking about growing a business and becoming a sustainable business. We're about to take a commercial break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk with Cam about another side of sustainability and the environment. Back in a few.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Cam Brensinger, who is the CEO and founder of Nemo Equipment, the fastest growing camping company. I want to talk more about the environment because that really is core to everything you do. But you've also had a lot of philosophies and focus on building a better planet and how you use renewable energy. Talk about all of your philosophies and what you're doing at Nemo.
Yeah, so when we say sustainability, we're really meaning business sustainability. We are, of course, a for-profit business. We make our money by producing products and, you know, distributing products, which, at least today, comes with inherent impacts. At the same time, you know, we recognize that in every way, our business is dependent on a healthy planet and healthy people. I mean, you know, we're here in the first place to make gear for outdoor adventures, and outdoor adventures require that we have, you know, beautiful natural places to go and enjoy those adventures. And of course, people who are healthy and want to be outdoors and have those adventures. So it's fundamental to our future, and our mission from the very beginning has been to build a lasting and iconic brand. And I don't believe we have a lasting future if we don't address healthy people and a healthy planet. So it's very fundamental to us. But there's other aspects to our business sustainability as well. So as we address our environmental impacts, we have to be sure that it doesn't fundamentally compromise us as a business, which again makes and distributes products. So the challenge for us is to continue to thrive as a consumer product company, but to do it in a way where we continue to minimize our impacts to the planet and people.
As you're talking about impacts to the planet, there's a really interesting strategy pivot you made. So you met your wife in ice climbing and rock climbing and extreme adventure. Now, all of a sudden, in 2010, you have your daughter. 2013, you have your son. And that sort of changed the whole strategy of what Nemo Equipment was about. Talk about what happened to you on a personal level and then how that impacted your strategy, which obviously became, you need to thank your kids here, became a huge driver of your great success.
Yeah, you're right, Robert. You know, when I look back on our history, I spent, you know, call it the first 5 or 10 years waiting for kind of that lucky stroke that was going to be our tipping point. You know, I'd read a lot of books on entrepreneurs and businesses, and it seemed like most entrepreneurs that ended up successful had some fortuitous event happen, some stroke of luck. And, you know, I kept looking for that and never saw that. It was only years later, really, I'd say about 15 years into the business, that I realized what our serendipitous thing was all along, which was subtler and really more about timing. You know, the timing of when I started the company in terms of sort of the arc of our industry, in terms of the arc of my own life, you know, the key partners that we made, certain kind of gates that we passed through with our big retailers or meeting distributors at a certain moment in time. We've been very lucky in that regard. And kind of back to your specific point, when I started the company, you know, I was dedicated to extreme adventures. I started the company to really be a mountaineering and long-distance backpacking brand. I mean, that was how I defined my identity, and certainly the kinds of products I was passionate to make. And, you know, the reality is, in the last 20 years, a lot of things in the world, as we all know, have dramatically changed. I mean, the demographics of this country, the nature of outdoor participation, in some cases, you know, the landscape in which we're having adventures. And I really had to, one way or another, I had to evolve in my thinking in terms of the types of sports that we were going to focus on, how we would speak to customers. I've been lucky that my own interests have sort of changed in lockstep with that. So those haven't been hard pivots to make. But for example, you know, today, you know, we're really on a mission to show that camping is an aspirational activity for a lot of folks. During the pandemic, 10 million Americans have discovered the outdoors or rediscovered the outdoors and camping just in these last 2 years. And when I came up in the early days of Nemo, camping was not something. Camping was a tool to get to the adventure that we aspired to, like hanging off of a frozen waterfall. Hanging off of a frozen waterfall is 10 steps removed for somebody who's maybe 100 steps removed for somebody who's new into the outdoors. So we've had to shift our mindsets to be more welcoming of newcomers. And I think that's got to be true for a lot of businesses and a lot of leaders today, that, you know, the mission that will make us successful today is perhaps very different than the one we had 10 years ago, never mind 20 years ago.
So, Cam, you've had great success at Nemo Equipment, becoming the fastest-growing camping company. What do you really see the future looking like?
You know, it's probably a tougher question today, Robert, than it's, you know, been in our last 20 years, just because I feel like so much in the world is in flux right now. So many things are volatile. I've never felt comfortable making forecasts for our business past, say, 5 years at the upper limit, because to me it turns into real speculation and BS. And to some degree, I really don't believe in setting off on an adventure having prescribed every step all the way from A to Z. Like, I think, you know, really ultimately having a successful journey is largely about, you know, knowing the first few steps that you're going to take, having a vision of what you want to achieve, and then really listening and looking along the way and being willing to pivot as needed. And I feel like that's never been truer for me than it is today in 2021. You know, everything about our business is in rapid flux, you know, whether it's, you know, the nature of the supply chain, where and how we're making things, how we're transporting them, our customer is evolving, the nature of their participation, how they're shopping, you know, how we distribute products to them, how we market to them. All of it is sort of in transition right now in so many ways. So, you know, when we sit down as a team to strategize our longer term future, we put everything on the table, even our fundamental business model. We are starting to ask ourselves, you know, is there a future-proofed model for Nemo where we dematerialize our revenue? You know, is there a way, having spent 20 years focused on making physical products, can we come up with a compelling business model where we don't have to do that, because we may need that in the future?
It's an exciting future. And what is the website?
Our website is nemoequipment.com.
There you have it. You almost could have guessed that. So, everyone, great having you on the show, Cam.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here with Raghu Raghuram. How are you, Raghu?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Raghu is the CEO of VMware, which most people know about And really what you've done is you've transformed from it being a cloud environment to a multi-cloud environment. Talk about what your business is.
Absolutely. Actually, the transformation is even larger. We transformed it from being a company that helps customers operate their data centers better to a company that, like you said, helps our customers and the teams operate as a digital company, taking advantage of all of the cloud environments that are out there.
And let's talk about that. Today, almost every interview I have, they say they're a digital company. They're a software company. If it's Land of Lakes, it's no longer a butter company. How is the multi-cloud impacting everyone who's becoming a digital company?
If you think about it, the first phase of digital was when companies put out a mobile application that you and I could use, right? And to project their company presence in a way that you and I can consume it as consumers. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. The vast 99% of the company, the Land of Lakes, name your company, was operating in the old way as a regular physical business, for want of a better term. The initial attempts at being digital and presenting a digital presence to consumers has worked so well, now these companies are saying, hey, what does it mean for me to be an entirely digital company? Right? If you're a hotel chain, you're saying, look at Airbnb. They're an entirely born the cloud digital company. They're able to do A, B, and C. How can we top that? If you are a retail company, they're looking at these online retail companies and say, how do we top that? If you're a traditional auto company, you're looking at modern auto companies and saying, how do we top that? Because the vast majority of the economy is run by companies that are in the physical world. So the giant story in enterprises today is how do those companies modernize over the next few years and, in fact, into the next decade, keeping the core advantages that they have at the same time while transforming and becoming a modern digital company. And we provide the underpinning that enables them to do that. Because in order to do that, they might decide digital, in other words, like you mentioned, is another way of saying software applications power the company. And these software applications could be running, historically used to run in a customer's data center, on top of our software platform. Today they are running on Amazon Web Services, which is the first cloud. But today there are multiple clouds across all of the other companies that are serving that, but also at the edge of their own corporate networks, inside their stores, inside this, at the bottom of cell towers, et cetera, et cetera. So what we say is computing is getting distributed and the customer's applications are getting distributed everywhere. So how do we tie it all together? That's what VMware is in the business of doing, is helping customers run their applications wherever they want to run them. Because companies decide to run them based on the type of application they want to run, the location they want to serve their customers, and the level of control they want over their digital assets. As a result, their world is becoming very complex, and we simplify that world for them. That is where we are going as a company.
And when you talk about simplifying the world for customers, what most CEOs tell me, they want to delight their customers. So you, in a sense, talk about your model with your customers, how you delight them so they can delight their customers.
Yeah, so we have been in business for over 20 years. And today, we are the foundation of all of their traditional applications. You've heard of terms like enterprise resource planning applications and supply chain applications and financial applications and trading applications that power their business. Because we've been in business in 20 years and we are at the bottom of that, we are in their data center. For example, we serve hospitals, and hospitals cannot work if our software does not work. Banks cannot do their trading if our software does not work. airlines rely upon our software and so on and so forth, right? So in other words, we are the foundation on which they, and we are the trusted foundation on which they run their applications. As they want to go digital, right, they got to build all these new applications, but they also got to run them. And as you and I know, the world is operates 24/7. You might be traveling in, I don't know, name a country in Africa, and you might want to look up your bank account. And it might be daytime in wherever you are or your bank is, right? But the application has to be running, and it has to be instantaneous. It can never go down. So we are the company that enables all of that to happen. We are the company that enables their innovation so that they can serve their customers better, right? And if you think about a modern Land O'Lakes or any other enterprise company, organization that you can think about, or for the matter, nonprofit, this digital transformation is a pretty complex task for them. It takes time, it takes talent, and there is a shortage of both. In fact, the most severe inhibiting factor to a company wanting to go digital is the availability of talent. So very often I say our value proposition is the three T's: time, talent, and trust. So that's what we do for them.
Let's have an example of what was a challenge one of your customers were facing, what was the action you took, and what was the result?
Yeah, so this goes back a couple of years ago. I'm just going to pick one example. This company was an entirely physical bank, right? They wanted to create a digital bank, if you will. And they had to do it in a very short time so that they can compete against the modern fintech companies. And they used our technology and our platforms to enable their developers to build these new applications really fast to present their digital presence, right? And they had to deploy this and manage these applications, and we do that. Let me give you another example from the pandemic. One famous hospital, obviously overnight, all of us started working from home, and their doctors had to work from home. How do you provide the infrastructure so that the doctors can continue to be productive, look at x-rays of their patients, and offer medical advice to their patients overnight from their homes? We are the software that enabled all of this to happen. Right? We have the foundational software. Those are just a couple of examples.
And how about VMware? What's a challenge that you faced, and how did you overcome that? And I know that you've only been CEO for 6 years, but basically you've been with the company 18 years, and you've been transforming the entire culture of 36,000 people.
Yeah, so just a small correction. I've been a CEO for 6 months.
Did I say 6 months?
No, you said 6 years.
Oh, my goodness. I meant 6 months.
Well, no worries.
6 years, we'll be interviewing you again.
Exactly. I was just going to say thank you for promoting me from going back in time 6 years ago. But we are no strangers to the same kind of transformation, right? We are undergoing the transformation ourselves. So we went from a company that was supplying software that ran in our customers' data centers and powered their servers today to a company that supplies, that enables companies to build and transform their digital applications wherever they want to run it, right? It's a completely different, in many ways it is the same, but it's at the same time, it's a completely different purpose. And in doing so, we are transforming our business model as well. So we used to be this licensed software company. Now we are a subscription company. So it's these kind of transformations that VMware is undergoing that I'm helping shepherd through.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO show, and we are talking about the cloud, and we're talking about what is becoming the multi-cloud. Can you just give a one-sentence definition of what multi-cloud means to everyone?
Yeah. So what it means for enterprises especially is the ability to build and operate their digital enterprise using the clouds of their choice and the development tools of their choice and operating it in a way that keeps them in control while providing them with a choice.
What is your website if someone is interested?
It is VMware.com.
There you go, VMware.com. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Raghu about what his strategy is with VMware. Then we're going to talk about what the challenges that CEOs are facing.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with VMware, and we're talking about the future of the multi-cloud and how all companies are becoming digital. So you speak with CEOs, I know, on a regular basis. What is the biggest challenges that they are facing?
Yeah, so I would say the big macro challenge, first and foremost, the defining challenge of our time is, of course, the pandemic and learning to navigate their business through the ups and downs of the pandemic is a pretty important undertaking for all CEOs that I speak to, because it changes the very nature of work, not to speak of all of the other associated factors associated with that. The second is all of them are on the secular shift to become this more, transform their business models to become more digital and more modern in a fundamental way, right? And that could vary from industry to industry, but it is all, the common thread is this transformation. So you've got traditional auto companies trying to become modern auto companies with cars powered by electricity and cars that drive themselves through the magic of software, for example, right? Or you've got traditional retail companies that are trying to take advantage of what modern retail experiences that they can deliver, taking advantage of not only the cloud, but also the ability to put robots and drones on the field, the ability to build cashierless stores which can recognize you and I as consumers, right? Or we are talking to manufacturing companies that are totally rethinking their supply chain in the light of the economic changes that has been underway, right? So it is a giant transformation that's underway, and software is at the root of all of this, right? The ability to innovate in software, not only on the experience that they deliver to their consumers, but also how they transform their business processes, how they enable their workers and employees to be highly productive wherever they are working from. So I would say that is a fundamental transformation.
Okay, I want to ask about your whole culture there, because it seems to be a real culture of innovation. You've been involved with the culture for, I believe, about 18 years. Tell me about the culture at VMware.
Yeah, I mean, this is when we talk to employees about why they stay at VMware and what is the best thing they like about VMware, it invariably the conversation is about the culture. And culture is, of course, rooted in values, right? We have a value system that we call EPIC 2. It's an acronym. E stands for execution. P stands for passion. I stands for integrity. C is for customers, and the other C is for community. So the culture is built around that. I often say culture, I mean, there are people define culture in various different ways. I think of culture as, what do you do when nobody's telling you what to do, or nobody's looking over your shoulder telling you what to do, right? And the culture at VMware is rooted in those, some of those attributes. We are very, very focused on customers. Number one, the company was founded by five researchers from Stanford. So innovation is at the very core of what we do. I often say VMware has a why culture, W-H-Y. In other words, this is not one where I can go to my employees and say, hey, you shall do this because I told you to do this, or you shall do this because it's a top-down mandate. VMware works when employees understand what the problem they're trying to solve is, and then they can come up with their own answers to the problem, right? So it's a culture of innovation, and it's a culture of collaboration. Like I said, the roots of the company are academic, and in an academic setting, right, it's not about having the right answer, it's about coming up with the right answer, right? So there's a lot of debate and deliberation about how do we do this better and how do we do this in a fundamentally new way or solve a problem in a fundamentally new way. And then the last thing I would say about the culture is the community, right? And we all recognize, and one of the reasons people join VMware is the feeling that this company cares about the larger purpose, right? It's not just about building great products. It's not just about building servers, servicing customers. It's about our place in the larger community. Sustainability is very critical to us. Trust and equity is very critical to us. And as part of that, diversity and inclusion is very critical to us. So these are some of the things that people value in this company, that we do a lot of work, take a lot of care to nurture and make it part of what we do.
I commend you on having a great culture that's focused on a culture of innovation and also on being client-centric. So final question on this radio interview is about the future. What's next?
Yeah, I mean, it's a truly exciting time to be in the industry that we are in, because it used to be that technology was just the domain of the IT department, right, a select set of people. Whereas across every company, like your opening example, now the CEO thinks of themselves as operating a company powered by software, a technology company in many ways, right? So in that world, we are, I would say, at the start of the next phase of distributed computing and cloud, where computing is going to be pervasive, given the falling cost of computing asymptotically reaching zero in many cases, right, heading towards zero. You're able to put processors literally everywhere, right, at the edge of in your house, for example, at the edge of a corporate network, in a car, in a truck, even on our bodies, right? So when computing is everywhere, how do you use all of the computing power to build new software applications that run everywhere, can sense the physical world, can interact with the physical world, at the same time can use the power of the cloud to take all of that data and reason over it with the machine learning and so on and so forth, right? All of this creates a whole new set of mechanisms for businesses to operate towards a larger purpose than they've ever had before. So in other words, the power of what we can provide to businesses by way of technologists has never been greater. And of course, with that comes responsibility, with that comes the need to secure it, with that comes a lot of other things. But that is why this is so exciting, which is we are starting a whole new world of innovation, which is this world of distributed computing that we call multi-cloud. And VMware's role is central to this, because we can be the layer of software that lives everywhere and makes all of this happen, and makes all of this happen reliably in an innovative fashion. So that's really what we are hoping to do.
It's an exciting vision and a pleasure, Raghu, having you on the CEO.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.